The conflict in Syria is being felt as far away as Sweden, where many Syrian refugees are seeking asylum, and that influx is straining resources and affecting politics, giving a boost to the right-wing Democrat Party and its anti-immigration policies ahead of elections there next year. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reports from Sweden.
Södertälje has a reputation as a haven for Orthodox Christians fleeing violence in the Middle East. The town boasts that it took more Iraqis than the United States and Canada combined, earning it the nickname Mesopotamia. Now it's rolling out the welcome mat to Syrian refugees who flock to the Orthodox Cathedral on the edge of town.
It's a magic place on earth, probably, because so many people want to live here. But we want to do more. We want to give every child the same chances as every other child in Sweden.
Boel Godner is Södertälje's social democratic mayor. Despite her absolute pursuance of Sweden's open door policy, her administration is struggling to accommodate an estimated 1,000 Syrians who arrived in 2013. The mayor would like to remove the right of newcomers to choose where to live so that other towns can share the burden.
Whole Sweden should help out. Every town in Sweden should receive and welcome refugees. That's not the case today, and that's what I question a lot.
Many refugees at a memorial at the cathedral live in cramped conditions with family and friends. With her three children and husband, Lina Avram fled Aleppo when the fighting became unbearable.
To be a refugee is horrible, but compared with other people who are living in tents and in very bad conditions and they're freezing to death and they don't have any food and people dying, we have it very good here.
DJ, what shall we call it?
Nowhere is the reception better than in education. This is a maths class at Rona School in what many Swedes would call a ghetto. There is not one blonde head to be seen. 98% of the school's 800 pupils are from immigrant backgrounds. The principal is Lena Axelsson.
The refugees coming from Syria today come here with a lot of knowledge. They're actually very good students, and sometimes they are better than the Swedish students. So we have a lot to learn from each other.
Only 5 indigenous Swedes remain at the school after parents of 24 ethnic Swedish 7th to 9th graders withdrew their children.
Bye-bye.
There is a misbelief in the society today that foreigners or refugees is going to affect their kids, and that's not the case. It's almost the opposite. A school with a mixed combination of kids give the best results. All research shows that.
Södertälje is expecting to receive 2,000 more Syrians during the coming year. Those numbers will add to the unemployment rate for this region of 14%, which is twice the national average. That means more generous welfare checks, much to the indignation of Tommy Hansen, Södertälje leader of the anti-immigrant Swedish Democrats, whose poll ratings are rising nationally in this election year.
Many ethnical Swedes are feeling they are being betrayed by the government, I think. We can't afford to have an open-door policy because in the long run it will take more and more of the country's resources.
And every mother cried.
Aspiring musician Faya Yunan sings her composition mourning her birthplace, Aleppo. Faya has lived in Södertälje for the past decade with her sister Rihan. Both young women understand the festering resentment the influx has caused. Faya first.
There are pressures on schools, on apartments. It's not very easy to get an apartment nowadays. So refugees have to stay with their relatives for a long time. And even people who are Swedish residents have to wait for a longer time to get an apartment.
With all this help, not only to the Syrian refugees, but the Iraqi refugees as well before that, this will maybe create some racism. This really worries me.
the Swedish government will not be deflected from its guarantees to the refugees, despite criticism that the country is in denial about the impact. It's promised extra cash to struggling municipalities, but it will not restrict refugees' freedom of movement. The expansion of the town, nicknamed Mesopotamia, will continue, and it will become a significant political battleground as September's election draws closer.
That's the BBC's Malcolm Brabant reporting from Sweden. And again, we will continue to follow the Syrian peace talks as they continue in Switzerland.